Shalom Aleichem, everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Behar B'chukaisai, I think it's appropriate we'll share one thought on Parshas Behar and one on Parshas B'chukaisai, starting, of course, with Parshas Behar. In Parshas Behar, Perek Chafei, Pasuk Chaf. The Pasuk says, V'chisayimru, Manaycha Bashana Hashviyas. The person will say, what am I going to eat in the seventh year? With Shemitah, we have not planted. The Rishonim have a problem with it. The kasha that they all ask is, what do you mean? You're going to say, what are we going to eat in the seventh year? We haven't planted. The food of the seventh year, you eat the eighth year. The food of the sixth year, you eat the seventh year. So, what do you mean, Manaycha Bashana Hashmiyas? Say, Manaycha Bashana Hashmiyas. And for this reason, the Ramban says to be Misare Ses HaMikra, meaning to say, you should read it as if the Pasuk is saying, Chisaymru Bashana Hashmiyas Manaycha. That during the seventh year, when you don't plant, you'll be worried about the eighth year. And Mimela, the pasuk makes sense. Even though the order of the pasuk is "Chisamru man noichal b'shana hashviyas," as if it's "Chisamru man noichal," comma, referring to the shana hashviyas when a person is saying this. This is the Ramban. The Ramban's pshat. The Chayakar has a kash on the Ramban. He says, "What do you mean? I'm going to say in the seventh year what am I going to eat in the eighth year?" The pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give a bracha in the sixth year that the crop is going to grow many times what it normally grows. By the time the seventh year comes, you're not going to say Manaycha. We've already seen the results. Now, if you say Chisayimru means, you're going to say it on the sixth year, Manaycha B'shana Shviyas, makes sense. When the Ramban is saying you're going to ask in the seventh year, you won't ask in the seventh year. You already saw in the sixth year that you had the Paris. And therefore, the Klayakab Vaishver on the Ramban's shot. What I'd like to do is to defend Mareno or Ramban, explain the Ramban. Again, the Ramban says you're going to say in the seventh year, Manaychel. Klayakab asks, that in the seventh year, you've already seen the extra growth of the sixth year. There's an old rule that I will insert. The way it's put is that the word money and the word enough don't usually appear in the same sentence. Meaning to say that there's never enough money. What do you mean there's enough money? There's never enough money. Money and enough don't go together. Mitzvah and enough. Chesed and enough. There are certain things that people say, I did enough. But money enough doesn't usually go together. So Mimela, the Kleokas Kasha is not really Shner. Because Chisaymru, we're going to say in the seventh year, Manaycha, what are we going to eat? We're not planting this year. We're going to be short. It's like the Kleokar, but last year you had such an abundance. No such thing. You had an abundance still. When I had an abundance, I have an abundance. But now, what am I going to do next year? This is the question. This is the pshat mamish in the Rabban. I've noticed by people that let's say you have a man who's making a salary. He's getting along, and his boss says, "Okay, I'm giving you a raise of $10,000." Comes home, he tells his wife, "You're getting a raise. I'll say a bonus even of $10,000. Maybe in one shot, I'm getting $10,000." The wife says, "Wow, $10,000." We can go Fiyam to Teretz Yisrael. And the husband says, well, maybe we could do some work on the house. And the wife says, well, maybe we could upgrade the car that we use. So suddenly, we're getting $10,000, and they have three new needs. The trip, the Teretz Yisrael for Pesach, the fixing up of the house, and the upgrade of the car, but they can't afford all three, can only afford one. This is a trap. A person made $10,000 less, now he's getting a $10,000 raise, and he's short $20,000. There's never enough money. Money and enough don't go together. And therefore, the Ramban's shot is chai v'kayim. Now, someone told me, how could you say money and enough are never in the same sentence? It says in Parashat Kisisa, when they made an appeal for the Mishkan, that there was enough. It's referring there to the money that they raised to the Mishkan. But you see, it does appear together that there was enough money. The answer is, it's not a kasha. I said for people, money and enough don't go in the same sentence. I mean their money. It's a duck of money. Oh, of course, I gave enough. They have enough. Money and enough go together when it's tzedakah's money. When it's the money you raise, even a mishnah, of course it goes together. When it's your money, then the two words don't go together. And therefore, the Ramban is teaching up the Chachmasai correctly. Kisaymu, you're going to say in the seventh year, man, Eichel. Ah, you already have extra tefillah? Never mind. Whatever money you had is in the bank. That's planned, that's spoken for. What are we going to do next year? That is human nature. And so much for the thought of Parshas Behar, talking about money. Let's go to Parshas Mechukaisai and talk about something else. Of course, Parshas Mechukaisai is the Teichecha, Terechavav. You go towards the end of the Teichecha, Pasuk Mem, it says, V'hizvadu es avayinam ves avayisam, v'malo meshamalu bi, referring to a time when the Jews under the yoke of the punishment, they will concede, they will admit their sins and the sins of the generations before them, in their rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch. The Pasuk says, Hashem says, oh, I'm going to punish them. What is the order here? What's going on over here? If they can admit their averis, so what follows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that Afani Elikabam Bekeri? What's going on? This is something good. It should be rewarded. It shouldn't be punished. This is an issue. And a number of Afarshim do talk about it. I'd like to share with you the Chassam Seifer's Teretz. So Seifer says the following. Saying Vidui has many faces. The pasuk is referring to people. And there are many people this way. And in some sense, a generation there were people this way. There are people who groan, who sigh, and they say, our generation is so weak. The generations are shvach. We can't possibly serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu like the Darius that were before us. They say it in the lashon of surrender. Lashon giving up, it's an excuse. It's really an excuse. They say, who has kayach nowadays to stand up against the Yetzer Hara? Such people, they're sort of holding the concept in two directions. In other words, they're saying, we recognize that we're weak. We recognize that we don't serve Hashem properly. But then they use it as an excuse. They're saying, what do you expect in today's generation? What do you expect? There's such a weakness of Dairus. And they're, the Beis Roshim, so they says. They sort of try to have it both ways. They're saying, and they're using it as an excuse for their weakness. Kadosh Baruch Hu says such a person, not bad enough that you have a Yetzer Hara, but you justify it in such a way, you take being made on your Averis, and you use it to continue in your ways. That's a bad thing. It fits in very well. It says, V'svadu esavaynam esavaynesam bima'alom eshebo'alubi. Ma'alu mi'ila, as when someone uses something holy for his personal use. Vidui is something holy. recognize the Averis, that's something holy. But they're using it as an excuse, as their own excuse. Using it as your own excuse. Ay, ay, ay. That's Mi'ilah. That's using something Kaddish and using it for Dvaram Shachal. You're saying, ah, we did Averis. Great. And therefore, we say, look, it's a generation, it's a weak generation, what are we going to do? According to this, we understand the smichus. Right after the Teichacha is the Parsha of Erechin. And what does Erechin have to do with the Teichacha? It may be. The concept of Erechin is that when a Jew wants to give Hegdish, sort of his opinion for his own neshama, he could do, as the Gemara says, he says, Dami Alai, my value, I want to give my value to Hegdish. Different people have different value. And he's talking about the value on the market as someone who will be a servant for others. Yeah, people are different. One is strong, one sings well, one is capable, and one is less so. Tayyar Torah says the Parsha of Erechin. Erechin, everyone's the same. At each age bracket, each person has the same Erech value. Not only that, but those who lived in the Dor HaMidbar, the great generation of David HaMelech or Shlomo HaMelech, they have the same Erech and value as someone in today's generation. Erech is constant. Every Jew has a value that is not changed by circumstances, because the subjective value, that depends on what you could do. There's an objective value. And that value is equal for everybody. And therefore, the excuse of Yerida Sadiris, the excuse that it's a weak generation, that's an excuse, just the opposite. In our generation, how much more chashuv is it when a person rises above the generation, rises above the challenge, and does the things that he has to do? That's the challenge as we come from Parshas Bechukosai to Bamidbar to Matan Torah, Be'ezus Hashem, heading towards the extraordinary, wonderful period of time that we're going to come to Chodesh Sivan, to Shoshim HaGvola, and we will prepare properly for a proper Kabbalah Satire. And with that, I share with you two wonderful thoughts at the same time. I do want to excuse myself. My usually elegant voice has somehow turned a little hoarse, but I'm assure you it's me. And Yetzah Hashem, you should be able to use our voices, our kaisis, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May it be an absolutely wonderful Shabbos. Kodesh Chazak, Chazak v'nis Chazek. Strengthen yourselves on the way to Kabbalah Satayim.